As we build out more bike lanes on roads and more amenities for bicycles and riders, there's a growth in people relying more on bikes, not just for short trips either. Bicycle tourism is now well established in Oregon, and the people involved in promoting tourism are taking notice. And beyond that, looking for ways to encourage even more people to take vacations by bicycle, or at least vacations that include a bicycle component. Harry Dahlgaard is with Travel Oregon, where he's a destination development specialist, and he can tell us about the bike-friendly business program. Harry, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So as you had mentioned, bike tourism is a big business in Oregon. Over last year, we did a bicycle travel study, and we determined it was a $400 million a year impetus to the state. So we realized to have businesses better attract cyclists, it would make for a better cycling destination overall and a better experience for incoming cyclists. So at Travel Oregon, the state's tourism marketing and development agency.
This is the Oregon Travel Commission doing business as Travel Oregon, right?
Yeah, correct. We developed a bike-friendly business program, and we're just getting it off the ground in its pilot phase right now. We have it launched in Cottage Grove, Oregon, and Estacada, Oregon.
And why those two places?
They've demonstrated initial interest in the relatively small-sized communities, so we could kind of ground truth and figure out how the program was going to work on the ground. But the program will be available to the rest of the state starting in 2014.
Harry, for the benefit of people who've never taken part in bicycle tourism, what are the usual components here? Is it somebody drives to a place and then gets off on their bicycle and goes for a bunch of miles, or they actually start on a bicycle and stay on a bicycle?
Yeah, there's a lot of different styles of bicycle tourism. You know, there's the long-distance bike tour that's, you know, perhaps going across country, and those tourers specifically are going to need a lot of services and amenities because they're living out of their backpack. But as you had mentioned, there are the bike tourers that, you know, drive to a destination, park their car, and then, look for spots to stop, refresh, have a coffee, have an excellent locally grown meal at a community business, and then move on. And then there's also like the mountain biker who's going to a destination and looking to, you know, go to a trailhead and cycle there. So just like any tourist, they're in need of special services. And the set of amenities and business services that cyclists specifically need are really what we're looking to achieve here with the program, to acknowledge.
So it sounds like if you touch handlebars at all during the course of your vacation, that's included as bicycle tourism.
What's that?
It sounds like if you touch handlebars at all during your vacation in Oregon, that's considered bicycle tourism.
Yeah. So, I mean, we defined a bicycle trip or a bicycle travel trip as somebody that would travel 50 miles or more from their destination.
Okay.
So that's how that formal statistic was achieved.
So when you say it's a $400 million a year business now, which is surprising, I mean, if you're talking an average of $1.2 million a day, there are some great days over the summer. But what has been the growth then? I mean, are there figures from, say, 5 or 10 years ago that you can compare with and see how fast it has grown?
Yeah, this was, we decided to engage in the official study just because, you know, we had a lot of anecdotal evidence that bike tourism was a big thing. And we decided that if we, did a deep dive and actually formally researched the significance of the bicycle tourism industry in the state, we could better serve it. So in 2012, that was our first year of the study. So I think in the future you can probably expect follow-up studies, but that was our first baseline.
And Harry, which parts of the state appear to get the most bicycle tourists?
Well, it's spread out rather evenly, but as a percentage of the total visitors, places like the Columbia River Gorge, bicycle tourism is especially important. So if you take the total amount of, tourists coming into the area, and then you look at how many of those people engaged in a cycling activity while they were there, Central Oregon and the Columbia River Gorge areas are specifically important for the cyclists. And the Oregon coast is also very popular, even though there isn't a lot of bicycle-specific infrastructure out there. It would be great if say, we had an off-road path along the whole entire Oregon coast to attract more cyclists to the area.
Is there any discussion of something like that?
Hopefully we can get something going.
Because I know 101 is not a fun place for bicyclists sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it is a very popular cycling route right now, but unfortunately there are parts that are very unsafe for the cyclist.
We're talking to Harry Dalgard, who's a destination development specialist. Love that title at Travel Oregon. We're talking about the new bike-friendly business program with pilots going on in Cottage Grove in our area and Estacada further north. Join us on the exchange if you have questions or comments about bike touring and how the infrastructure in tourism is responding to it. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email is jx@jeffnet.org. So it is the bike-friendly business program. Where did the original nugget develop for this, Harry?
We started really developing it in 2011 and had a good time to noodle over it in 2012, and then really started getting off the ground this year when a new staff member, Nastasia Pace, came on, and she's really been responsible for getting this thing into high gear and getting it rolling. But we just opened up the pilot last month, and as I had mentioned before, the rest of the state will be eligible to participate in 2014.
And so what are some of the components of the bike-friendly business program? I mean, what benefits are conferred upon a business that identifies itself as bike-friendly, and what benefits does it confer upon bicycle tourists?
Yeah, definitely. So to have your business acknowledged as being bike friendly, you have to go on and basically take an online tutorial where you learn about, the cyclotourism niche and, basically educate yourself and your employees about what it means to be a bicycle friendly business. And by doing so, you are awarded the opportunity to purchase a sign. And that can be one-sided or two-sided, and it's purchased and it's displayed, hopefully proudly, at your business. And the cyclist can then, on the street level, come in and say, "Hey, look, this place is bike-friendly. Maybe they have like a shower for cyclists or a specific parking area, or say maybe they ship packages to wherever the destination is." So there's a variety of different amenities and services that that businesses can do to specifically cater to the cycling niche. And from a marketing perspective, Travel Oregon is going to denote specifically that a business is bicycle friendly on our website, which gets over 2 million annual visitors. And then we have a cycling specific website, rideoregonride.com, in which the bike friendly businesses that register will also have special recognition. So there is a little bit of additional marketing benefit that comes along with becoming recognized as bike friendly.
But so the business has volunteered to join the bike friendly program. Is there any training for them before they apply for the program, and what are the criteria by which they're accepted or not?
Yeah, so they go online. Basically, they watch the 3-part video series, and then they take a brief online quiz, which is part of their registration. They do need to answer the questions correctly, just to prove that they had watched the videos and that they are, in fact, a bicycle-friendly business. But as of right now, that's really the process. Once they complete the online registration, they, as I said, have the opportunity to purchase a sign. And from there, they are hopefully going to display it proudly.
Let us take a call here from Mark in Redding. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Harry Dalgard from Travel Oregon. We're talking about the bike-friendly business program.
Howdy, Mark.
Good morning. There's a hostel in southeast Portland. It's an AYH hostel that gives a $3 discount to people who are on real bicycle tours. It doesn't count if you take the train to Portland and ride your bicycle out to the hostel. But if you're on a real tour, they will give you a $3 a night discount over and above any membership discounts that they have.
Okay, good to know. And I'm sure there are lots of those others out there, Harry. Thanks for that, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Are there lots of places that already provide some discounts for people on bicycle tours? Is that part of what's going on to help attract bicycle touring in Oregon?
Yeah, you know, and if it's not necessarily in a financial sense, it's in a amenity sense. You know, certain hotels in the Portland area have free bicycle rentals in which they allow people to explore the city of Portland all on two wheels. Other places incentivize coming in and staying on staying via bicycle via specific lodging amenities. Like there's a lodge in Oak Ridge called the Oak Ridge Lodge, which has a really large mountain biking population coming and visiting Oak Ridge. So they developed a shed where bicyclists can come in and wash their bike off and re-lube and oil it and, you know, clean it off after a muddy day ride out on the Alpine Trail out in Oak Ridge. So there's a variety of different things that businesses do to attract cyclists. And, you know, I think a lot of them are via the services they offer as opposed to being a direct financial incentive.
And you said it was about a month ago you opened this up. So what are the sign-ups like in either Cottage Grove or Estacada? Do you have businesses really stepping forward? Are they beating down the door? Is it kind of a trickle?
Yeah, definitely. There's been great interest. We have about 15 businesses up and running right now. So it's been good initial response, but the demand from the rest of the state has definitely been very, very strong. And funny as it is, we actually had a request from Vermont to get the a bed and breakfast recognized as being bike friendly in Vermont. So unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
Well, it might happen under the Vermont tourism structure, yeah, but not Oregon's.
Yeah, exactly. But it's great to know that this program's getting a little recognition and that businesses are realizing the need to attract cyclists specifically.
So on the other end of things, I mean, how do you explain the bike-friendly business program to the bicycle tourists? How are they getting information about whether to look for these signs or not?
Yeah, so as I had mentioned, Ride Oregon Ride is our cycling-specific website. So like that website was engineered to be your one-stop shop for all things cycle tourism-related. So if you go on to RideOregonRide.com, you can go on and plan your whole cycling trip and, you know, see specifically which businesses along the way of your route are have passed the online test and have deemed themselves bike friendly. So if you wanted to travel specifically to those businesses, you could do it via the planning tools on RideOregonRide.com. Outside of that, again, I keep coming back to the sign, but the sign really is that signifier on site that your business is bike friendly. So hopefully, just by seeing the sign and the amenities on the sign, that the traveling cyclist will know to come in and frequent that business.
And when will Travel Oregon measure success or not, and decide whether to expand the pilot to other communities?
Oh, so I mean, it's going to expand to other communities regardless, and that's going to happen in at the start of 2014. I think right now with the demand from the rest of the state, you know, it's definitely going to happen. So we just wanted to start on a small scale just so we could get things operationally sound and ensure that we have everything in order to ramp it up when necessary.
All right. It's called the Bike Friendly Business Program. Harry Dahlgaard has been explaining it to us. He's with Travel Oregon as a destination development specialist, and RideOregonRide.com is the website that he's been talking about. We'll provide a link to that on Facebook as well. Harry, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, just real quick, if you do want to go online and register your business as bike friendly, it's on industry.traveloregon/BFB.
All right. We'll provide a link to that, too. Thanks again, Harry.
Thank you very much.
Vents Day is coming up next on the Jefferson Exchange. Here is Garrison Keillor.